It's been another deadly day in Pakistan. At least 7 people have lost their lives in 3 separate bombing attacks targeting the country's Shia community. Officials say 4 people were killed when a bomber detonated his explosives outside a Shia mosque in the city of Rawalpindi. A number of other people were also injured in the attack. Another person was also killed in a similar attack on a Shia mosque in the city of Karachi. 2 others were also killed in a bomb explosion near a bus in the Shia-populated Khurram district close to the Afghan border. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but similar incidents have been blamed on Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Press TV's Javed Rana is with us now, live from Islamabad. Javed, a day mired by violence. Tell us what happened today in Pakistan and about the attacks that happened across the country.
Well, the latest surge in attacks against the minorities in Pakistan started last night when a suicide bomber, something they called himself as, blew himself up near a Shia mosque in garrison city of Rawalpindi, as a result of which 4 people were killed, including 2 policemen, and 14 people were injured. That is what happened last night. But there were similar incidents in Khurram Agency where a couple was killed because of a blast near a bus stand. And in the 3rd incident, which is the latest incident, that happened in Pakistan's mega city of Karachi, where a woman tried to detonate a Shia mosque, and as a result of which 1 was killed and several others were injured. Police in this particular case has got hold of the injured woman and also her husband. They are still investigating and trying to know who sent her. In Pakistan, the insurgency is on the rise, and more alarmingly, now the attacks against the minorities, particularly Shia Muslim community in Pakistan, that is also rise.
Javed, are the government and the army doing enough to provide the security to these communities that are frequently targeted by extremist groups?
Well, the government has been providing security forces. They have been deploying police. In yesterday's incident, 2 policemen were killed, which indicates of the fact that the government did deploy policemen. But there is trouble, and that trouble is that if someone is ready to go far, they blow himself up, it becomes very difficult for the security forces to stop them. And yesterday, 2 policemen were killed in an attempt to stop the bomber. They managed to do it, but again, there was damage to human life, loss to the human life. So many people were injured. In such case, even if the security is provided, even if the security is tightened, then the result would be there. You may try be able to contain the damages to the human lives, but you cannot altogether stop the happening of these unfortunate incidents.
Okay, thank you very much, Javed. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from Islamabad.